This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Mm-hmm.
Heading up to Cache Creek. Now check it out. Do a little gambling. Have some dinner.
I'm annoying Bob in here.
Oh, yeah. What are you doing to Bob?
I'm just dancing around. And
She actually looks annoyed. I've never seen Bob look annoyed before.
It's like working with your little brother.
Oh. Yikes. Already, you're already
man.
There, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yikes. Well, there goes that relationship.
Yeah, we're in the room together all
well,
day.
Well, maybe we can set her up in here.
I'm like, can't you see how I'm working? Like, I'm trying to edit and I'm trying to do things. And he's like, what should I eat for lunch today?
Sounds like Maddie. Oh, my God. Hi, you guys. It's good vibes and variety. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It's Thursday. Big Thursday for us. It feels like forever since we've had like an exciting live broadcast to do. So this is happening tomorrow morning at Cache Creek Casino and Resort. We're driving up today. We're going to have ourselves a good time, and we'll see you in the morning. Be great if you come down. Or come up, I guess. I guess it's north of here. So head up. I'm going to start here with our Cache Creek broadcast. Look at that. The details are at RadioAlice.com. This is happening tomorrow morning. See, I was talking about it just because it's so fun, and then I was supposed to talk about it. So boom, it worked out. This is terrible news. I wouldn't say I'm not a Three Doors Down fan. They've had some hits.
Kryptonite.
Is that one of their ones?
You know it.
That's the big one.
I do know the song, but there's a few bands that are like right in the same pocket.
Very interchangeable.
I never know which ones. So Three Doors Down has canceled their summer tour because their singer, Brad Arnold, has stage 4 kidney cancer.
Oh.
Just. It's called clear cell renal cell carcinoma, and it has spread to his lungs. And because of that, no surprise, the band is canceling their summer tour.
So it doesn't sound like there were signs, or did he ignore it? Doesn't say, does it?
That's what it sounds like to me, right? Like, I'm like, seems like something that you would have known by the time something gets to stage 4. Maybe it's one of those. Sometimes there are ones that just sneak up on you. You're like, oh, my stomach sort of hurt for a while. And suddenly you're stage 4, some horrible thing.
As a hypochondriac, I'm certainly aware of myself in a way that I think, I hope I get a sign and I hope I don't ignore it. Like, I'd like to think that if, you know, let's say I go to the bathroom and blood comes out, I'm going to be like,
something might be wrong.
I should go get checked.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's, I'm just saying, you know,
right.
Like, these are things to not ignore. I hope that, because then the regret you'd have.
Oh,
like, remember Jobs talking about how he tried that holistic thing?
Yeah, he was like, I'll go east and I'll, you know.
And then later he was like, I really should have.
I should have just buckled down and gone with the modern medicine thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I suppose there are people out there. I don't know this guy, Brad Arnold. I don't know what his deal is. Maybe he was a guy who just either didn't pay attention or had other things going on that distracted him from what this turned out to be. And they're not really talking about that, like when he found this out or how long.
Well, those are parts of the story I'd love to hear just as a human being that doesn't want to find out after the fact that
what
I have stage 4.
Right.
But I understand. Okay.
Yeah. So he shared it yesterday, and that's when they canceled their summer tour because he's got this. It's a kidney cancer, and it has now spread to his lungs. And so it makes a lot of sense that they'd be canceling the summer tour, which included several dates opening for Creed, which is the band that I always get them mixed up with.
There's a few of them.
Yeah, there's a few. There's one other one.
Everclear.
And Nickelback.
Nickelback's in that same place. Everclear was more alternative and more 90s. Like legit alternative and didn't really cross into.
What did we just hear about Art Alexakis recently? There's some. He's also got some kind of thing going on.
Did he have a?
Can you look him up and see what he has? It was some thing. Like he's got leukemia.
MS. Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah. But he's not in this story. I'm going to start the story over. Let's take all this nonsense out and post. Here we go. Three Doors Down has canceled their summer tour because singer Brad Arnold has stage 4 kidney cancer, which has apparently spread to his lungs. They were going to, there were a few dates where they were opening for Creed. Brad says, that's not real good. But you know what? We serve a mighty God and he can overcome anything. So I have no fear. I sincerely am not scared of it at all. I'd love for you to lift me up in prayer every chance you get. And I think it is time for me to maybe go listen to our 2008 song, It's Not My Time, a little bit. Some of Brad's famous friends and fans are also, you know, leaving tons of positive comments on the Instagram post. Scott Stapp, he's the Creed guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said, if anyone has the faith and strength to face this fight, it's you, brother. You and your family are in my prayers daily. We can do all things through Christ. I didn't know that Three Doors Down was also a God band. Creed, for sure. But Three Doors Down, I didn't realize.
I didn't either.
Yeah. Maybe they're not. Maybe he's just like, sometimes people get sick and they find God.
I mean, some people are just religious.
That is true.
Their band doesn't have to be.
Really? You can be in a band without it being like a church band? Chris Daughtry said, sending you love, my brother. Daughtry. From the band Daughtry.
And he fits
American
right
Idol.
In there too. Sure, that same rock that thing. Sound, like yeah. that.
Yep. Anyway, I get that I'm making light of this. Don't be mad. I really don't wish this on anybody, and I'm terribly sorry to hear this. Three Doors Down singer Brad Arnold, cancer. Very bad.
415. This just in.
Yeah.
White smoke.
Oh.
I'll let you know. Follow up. That's just a text I just got. White smoke, which means we have a new pope.
Incredible.
I'll let you know as soon as, hopefully by the next break.
Right. I hope he's just so nice. That'd be good, right?
Vin, you sound like Christian. Oliver Twist. Did you go around picking pockets after your shoe shine shift? No, I didn't.
Oh, that's funny. Smoking in an alcove at Disneyland, picking pockets. Shining shoes.
I love that job though, you guys. In the morning, I'd get there at like 8:38 something, and I would go into the park through this back door, and right there where Space Mountain is used to be where the arcade was.
Oh.
And all the arcade doors were open, and I could just put credits on and play.
Oh.
And so I would either go on Space Mountain for a couple spins.
Because they would warm it up.
They were happy to let me do it. And then I would go play some video games. And then when it was time for the park to open, I'd walk to my spot and grab my seat. And
backstage. You were a backstage guy. So the characters and the people who worked there would come to you and you'd do the little shoe shine.
Exactly right.
Nice.
And I'd earn some tips to go buy some ciggies.
Great.
Good times.
Contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
Well, they didn't know I was going to go buy cigarettes.
Well, they never caught you in the alcoves?
No.
Smoking?
That's the part that's funny.
Hey, kid, didn't you just shine
my
shoes?
No one says anything to you. I'm 12.
Well, I mean, it was like 1979, you know? Like, or
King
whatever.
Willikers, mister. Didn't know I was supposed to do that.
Yeah, I gotta give me a pack of smokes.
Now it seems so outrageous because...
I know. Because it would be like Isla smoking.
A 12-year-old is a pinhead. A total little face pinhead. The big grit hanging out of it.
Like, just too big for their faces. Like, really? I hope you grow into those. Because they are outstanding at this point. TV Tonight, I mentioned this earlier, but if you are a country music fan, maybe you want to know that the 60th Academy of Country Music Awards is happening tonight on Amazon. So I guess that's Amazon Prime. It's an app on your TV. Reba McEntire is the host. And then there's a bazillion. I'm not going to go through all the nominations. If you know, you know. And the Warriors are on tonight at 5:30. We're going to try and find, we'll be out at Cache Creek, so we'll either go get through dinner really fast, or we'll find a place to sit where we've got a TV somewhere in our line of sight. Chris Stapleton, remember when he first came out, and I don't know if it was when this Traveler record came out, but I remember seeing the first couple times I saw him on like one of the late night talk shows or something, and he was the guy who could not make eye contact and who was stared down at his feet, and he just was blitheringly talented. Like, you would hear him sing and go, oh my God, and he plays guitar too, right?
Yes.
And so I can't really remember like when he made it big, but they're saying here that his album Traveler is now 10 years old. Like right now is sort of the anniversary of that.
That's his first album.
Oh, it is. So that was like the one that came out and broke him. So
yep.
He very famously was writing songs for other people, yeah, though, prior to that.
Right.
And I told you the story. It's one of my favorites. It's just that Hootie, what's that guy's name?
Darius Rucker
was about to launch a country career, and he'd been getting songs from people, and he'd put in a cassette of a song from Chris Stapleton and went, that guy should sing that song. It's amazing. And Hootie was like, I can't sing that well. And it was a Chris, it was
funny.
before he'd made it.
Do you know if that song wound up on Traveler?
I don't know, but that's the story. Darius Rucker was like, that guy's voice right there.
Yeah.
That's the singer of that song.
If only I could have that voice. Right. Oh, that's a good story. So Traveler is 10 years old, and they are saying here, you know, if you're trying to get all warmed up, revved up for those Country Music Awards, maybe listen to this one today. It's celebrating its 10-year anniversary, and they're talking about how incredible it is. Like, there's a lot of stuff here. I was like, I had no idea. Some people say that Chris was so good, Chris Stapleton, when he first hit the scene, that he single-handedly killed bro country. Which, what's bro country? I'm like, well, do I even need to know? I mean, apparently he killed it.
Did you look it up? I'll look it up.
Yeah, you can look it up. Actually, there is a link. Let me see here. Bro country.
Bro country is a form of country pop originating in the 2010s and is influenced by 21st century hip hop, hard rock, and electronica. Bro country songs are often musically upbeat with lyrics about attractive young women, the consumption of alcohol, partying, blue jeans, boots, and pickup trucks.
That's every country.
Feels like every, yeah, I don't understand the bro country thing.
Well, when they say, though, that there's some hip hop influence, you do hear that in certain like, who was that guy? Uncle Cracker was a guy that kind of had like, we played him, didn't we?
Sure did.
And I remember the Nelly album, which was definitely hip hop influenced.
Right.
It's Nelly.
Well, it has like a country flair, but
it's
good. But with looped tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, here are some of the album's accomplishments besides killing off bro country single-handedly. Traveler won Best Country Album at the Grammys and Best Album of the Year at the ACMs and the CMAs. All the same letters, all the same acronyms for them in all their music award shows. It was the highest grossing country album of the 2010s. The album is certified RIAA 7 times platinum in the U.S. Traveler's been streamed 11 billion times around the world, and it has spent over 500 weeks on the Billboard 200 chart, and it's the only country album ever to do that. They also say that if you love this record and you know this record and you love Chris Stapleton, right now you can pre-order a special 10-year anniversary vinyl edition. So if you're a huge fan and that sounds like it's up your alley, have at it. Enjoy. Traveler on vinyl. What are you giggling about?
I'm happy for that guy. He's got an amazing voice, and I don't know much about him. I don't know what his life is like, or... I think he's a married guy, but I don't know.
He is married.
Yeah. He's not a guy who's in the press a lot.
He didn't get out and live that single crazy pop star life.
He was like cripplingly shy at first.
He seemed like it, yeah.
Yeah. He definitely seems to have kind of come into his own. Like, I can't even really remember thinking that about him. I was trying to think about, like, when I first knew about him, like, you barely saw him. Like, he'd have, like, the big coat on, his head down, and the hat down, pulled down low. And now it seems like he's a lot more comfortable in his own skin. Success will do that for you.
Well, that voice, I don't know how anyone with that voice wouldn't know, like, I'm pretty great at this. Mm. You know?
Yeah. Well, maybe just... a humble dude.
I'm sure his wife's like,
I'm sure he's a big jerk now.
Listen, I know you're a big star now, but I'm not doing that with you. And the hot tub's not going to make it happen either.
I'm very, very attractive and very, very famous. I really need you to do this one thing.
Someone around here is doing something to this thing.
If it ain't you, it's going to be, I don't know, the housekeeper. Proximity is scary thing.
It's not going to be me again. I know that.
Where's the dog in the peanut butter? Come on.
Oh,
nobody does that, Sarah.
I agree.
That is
truly a last resort. Everyone knows.
No.
What?
No.
Tell her.
Nobody does that.
Mm.
It's your dog. Your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Who did you see do that?
Nobody.
You bring that up all the time.
Oh, my God. I'm just fascinated by it. So, Soundgarden.
Yeah.
Is
one of my favorite bands, all-time favorites.
The reason I picked the story for you.
Okay.
Soundgarden still plans to release the last album with Chris Cornell. The surviving members of Soundgarden are saying, basking in their recent election into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, a notable project continues to linger unfinished, and they say for years, this LP has remained in rock purgatory. 2019 and 2020, Soundgarden and his widow exchanged lawsuits. Chris Cornell's widow, Vicky Cornell. Vicky said the surviving members were cutting her out of Chris's royalty payments. The band said she used funds raised during a 2019 tribute concert for personal means. And then there's a whole bunch of unreleased Soundgarden material that was caught in the middle of the dispute. And apparently a settlement in 2023 didn't fully resolve the issues as people thought it might. But they're saying our objective has always been complete that album and get it out.
She's very litigious. I worked with Peter Cornell, Chris's brother, and got a little insight into
that. Pete Cornell?
Yeah.
You're kidding me. Is he as good looking as his brother?
No.
Okay.
Oh. Good looking guy, but I mean, Chris Cornell was beautiful.
Just a beautiful man.
They were in constant lawsuits, the Cornell family and her. Like, just always in lawsuits.
That's
with
so
each
sad.
Other.
It
so.
Is sad. It sounds exhausting. It's no way, you know, none of it brings them back. It's horrible. Okay, that's it, Vin. What do you got coming up?
National Pet Week and more after these.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. And we're heading up to Cache Creek today. We're very excited about that. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram. All kinds of pics from the show. Get links to our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Bottle Rock Tickets. Bottle Rock Napa Valley, the first taste of summer, presented by Jam Sellers, is right around the corner. And all this week, we have your last chance at winning three-day general admission tickets. Listen at 805, 1205, 305, 405, 505, and 605.
Sweet.
We'll give you a keyword. Then you text that keyword to our contest line, 20357. That's the line you send the code word to, 20357, and you'll be entered for a chance to win a pair of three-day general admission tickets to Bottle Rock on May 23rd through the 25th in Napa Valley. Look at me all North Bay. I'm going to the North Bay today.
Yep.
And I'm going to the North Bay in a month.
Yep. You're hanging.
Going for it.
Yeah. I like it.
I'm bringing all my people, though, to Bottle Rock. Yeah. Rolling
solo
today.
Are you guys staying over the night?
I haven't figured that out yet. You know me.
Yeah, I do.
It's going to be a last minute effort.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do?
Well, everything's booked, so I guess we're going home.
Well, there's a dog involved as well, so there's not.
You're not quite as flexible as you were at one time.
Right.
I'm just a dude. I'll sleep on the street. What's the big deal?
Yeah.
Is there a tree I can climb up? That looks comfortable up there. Crotch of that tree. Here we go.
Happy early Mother's Day to all you moms. Oh, I hope that you have the best weekend. It should be a nice one, by the way, as we have a pretty good day ahead, and I'm seeing some blue sky break through here in downtown San Francisco. Should be sunny today with a high in the low 80s. Weirdly, I did see a raindrop for Monday. Hopefully that's just a weird thing that will drop off the forecast by
those apps.
By the weekend.
They don't know anything, those apps. So dumb.
Warriors play tonight at 5:30. Steph's out, but let's all try to be there for that. If we can get a second game
in
Minnesota.
And Steph could breathe a little easier.
Yes. They're saying he'll be out about a week. So far, as far as we know. Right. Okay, so it looks like white smoke poured out of the Sistine Chapel chimney, meaning that we have a new pope.
Tell me everything.
I don't have a name yet, but it wouldn't matter either way. You wouldn't recognize the guy if I told you. But that means the winner secured at least 89 votes of the 133 cardinals participating in the conclave to elect a successor to Pope Francis. Let me see here. Yeah, we should know by later today.
He's going to come out on the deck.
The name will be announced later when a top cardinal utters the word. Hold on. I looked it up and everything.
I heard you listening to something over there.
Habemus Papam.
Habemus Papam?
Habemus Papam.
Yeah. Latin for pop the Pope.
It's Latin for we have a new pope.
Mm. Did you see the story about how some of the cardinals who are participating in this watched Conclave, like because a lot of them hadn't participated in one before? They actually watched the movie.
Oh, that's cute.
It's kind of funny, isn't it?
Well,
it's
a great movie.
Want to believe they did their research? If they're making a movie about that.
You would hope. I guess it's based on a book.
Okay.
Maybe they'd all read the book, too.
Someone needed to look into those things, whether it was the writer or the director or whatever.
You can't just make this stuff up, Vin. People take the papacy very seriously.
Right. Is May the worst month of the year to be a parent? Some are arguing yes.
Why would it be?
What's the hardest time of the year to parent? Is it summer because your kids aren't in school? Or maybe it's the chaos of Christmas? There's no chaos. Christmas is amazing. According to a new poll, the hardest time of the year for a lot of parents is actually right now, the lead up to summer. We're in that at home, obviously, with all of you. And my youngest goes, when do we go back to school shopping? And my oldest one goes, are you crazy?
Oh my God.
We haven't even gotten summer vacation yet. Oh, God.
I don't want to think about next year yet. That's funny.
Yikes. Are you crazy? No, I'm six. What?
All 6-year-olds are crazy. Everyone knows that. I'm just wondering about some new clothes. That's all. You know what? You don't like new clothes? Don't act like you don't like them.
Yep, they both like them.
Clothes.
Anyway, the hardest time is right now. The lead up to summer. 35% say the end of the school year is harder on them than back to school season is.
Because the kids are like restless. They're like done with the school year. They feel like the weather's getting good. Summer's coming.
There's a lot being squeezed into the end of the school year right now. And I think that's part of it. There's a, my daughter has a, the older daughter has a dance on Friday. There's for older kids, there's proms and things, right? Yeah. There's tryouts for sports and how to end scheduling. We've been talking about LaGarzaSports.org. Scheduling how you're going to deal with summer.
Because you are going to have to deal with it.
And still be going to work.
Graduations.
Mm-hmm. All the stuff.
It's all kinds of stuff.
All the stuff. The average parent starts feeling the end of school stress 28 days before the school year ends.
Do you know what your kid's last day is? Is it early June?
I don't know the last day. I know that there are things happening that are causing stress, though. Like There was a conversation about grades recently. She's, you know, she's been into her friends. She's that age where we're like, kid, get your work done and then you can party. But you got to get your work done. It's got to happen. You don't want to spend your time in the house. So we'll see if that's
right.
Math class, grade dropped off.
Oh.
We're like, this is unacceptable.
Yeah. You got to get your math homework done, kid.
Yep. Anyway.
Problem is, by the time they're in fifth grade, it's really hard to help them with it anymore. It's like, I'm not sure why I don't know the answer to that, but I don't. So you're going to have to teach me. That'll be part of your homework. Teach me how to do your homework.
Anyway, to end the story, they go on to say that pretty much all the times as a parent are really hard. Huh. So we're just sort
of. Have you noticed that for yourself?
Absolutely. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I guess I'm past that. It just all seems so easy to me.
Oh. It's National Pet Week. Half of dog owners have a meal ritual for their pup.
A meal ritual?
Yeah, like that, you know.
Right. Sit how here, do you, don't move.
Right. I don't make the food all the time because I'm gone, you know, 4 in the morning and we got her off that habit of coming down, following me down and being like, you're here, I'm here, let's eat.
Right.
It's 4 a.m. and I'm not feeding you now. That's just not happening. So I only feed her on the weekends when I get up early for surf.
Does she get it twice a day? Like a little in the morning, a little in the evening?
And so I do this thing where I put the dry in. I put a little of it's not a can, it's a box, but it's some of the wet food, whatever, meat.
Right, yeah.
Put that in and then I get it wet and stir it up real good. And she's over there going, like vibrating, like,
oh my God, I'm so hungry.
Now, I don't know because dogs can't talk and they don't ever let on, you know, it's not like she's ever turned her nose at the meal I make, but I don't know if I make it better or worse than her mom, who mostly feeds
her. Probably doesn't even taste it, so she's just inhaling it.
I'd love to, like, you know, get a true review, like, oh, mwah.
When dad
what
does
a
it,
chef
just,
kiss.
Just the right umami.
You really got it. The stir, the whole thing, the warmer water. Just, I don't use cold water. I use warmer water. Like, I know they don't care.
It's those little bits of attention to detail. It just, I mean, it's more like gravy and less like, you know, some kind of sludge that's been poured over the top.
Most owners put their dog's food in a specific spot and in a specific dish.
Mm-hmm.
Often there's an extra ingredient added, whether it's chicken broth or a meal topper of some kind.
Mm. Well, yogurt or something.
Hand mixing food to make it more appetizing. I think they mean with a spoon, right? That's what I do that. Yeah. I'm not going to put
you
my
use
hand
your,
in
it's
that,
like manpower though, right, not like a mixer machine.
Saying a special word or phrase before feeding them. This is part of the meal ritual for your dog. It's National Pet Week.
Yeah, that's sweet.
People love their pets all the time. So I don't even know why they bother with this National Pet Week. Come on. Giving them a treat as an appetizer, plating their meal as if you're preparing a gourmet dish.
No.
That's sweet, though. I mean,
what is your friend?
Their,
I mean, Fred's new, but you two are deeply in love.
Yes.
Clear.
Fred is pure kibble. It's got a puzzle dish. So
that
it's,
he has to chase,
so
the,
he has to chase
around,
the food around a little bit and not just eat it in two bites. But he is immediately, the bowl goes down, he sits and just waits for me to say okay. And then when I say okay, then he eats.
Oh!
Yeah.
He's a good boy.
He's real good about that, yeah.
And only kibble, so there's no wet food at all.
Nope.
And once a day or twice?
Twice a day.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Same ritual I did with my other dogs, and they lived to be really old.
Really
old.
Yeah,
they sure did. Mm-hmm. Yep. You had some old Kelly Clarkson. She was a puppy when you left.
Yeah. She's just shy of 18 when she died.
Oh, my God.
Mm. A Florida woman.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Florida.
This story is something.
I can't wait to hear it.
A Florida woman got arrested for shoving nachos down her wife's pants.
Was the wife mad about it or something?
As she was changing into new pants. Well, yeah.
Hmm.
You want nachos in your pants? I love nachos. I want them in my mouth, but I don't want them in my pants.
It doesn't seem ideal, but, you know, I don't know what these married women are up to.
It appears they were up. Let me see where this story. Here we go.
Was it like a sex thing?
No.
That's what I was sort of hoping for. Like, let me.
A 39-year-old woman in Florida named Allison Swan is facing battery charges for allegedly attacking her wife with a fistful of nachos.
Oh, attacking. Okay, that's different than just like, oh, I gently put some nachos down your pants.
It happened at their home in Port St. Lucie on Saturday around 3 a.m. Allison was playing video games in the living room and saw her wife making nachos in the kitchen. The wife, who's 40, told police, Allison told her, it's too late to eat, and made a comment about her weight. Are you sure you should be eating? It's 3 in the morning. Do you really need nachos?
Says the lady who's sitting on the couch playing video games. Okay. Thanks.
Too bad you weren't there to help with a comeback.
I know, right?
Then Allison grabbed a handful of cheesy nachos and shoved them down the back of the wife's pants.
Huh. It's just, what an unusual way to punish someone for their mean thing that they said. They're going to skip the trip from the back.
So there she is with nachos in her pants.
Oh, so mad. Itchy. Spicy.
She says, I'm
cheesy.
I'm changing into new pants. And then Allison attacks me, pushes her against the wall, and slams her head on the floor. She ended up with a knot on her forehead. She also says, Allison held her down and used her fingers to fish hook her by the cheeks.
Oh.
All while telling her, I'm in charge here.
I'm the alpha lady.
At some point during all of this,
fun
the wife
time,
managed
right?
to call a friend, and then they called the police, who showed up to arrest Allison for domestic battery.
Ooh.
She tried to claim her wife was just drunk and rolled around in the nachos after throwing them against the wall, but parts of her story didn't line up, and the cops said they did, in fact, find nacho cheese inside the victim's pants.
Oh, they searched her pants.
Yeah.
That's good. You gotta...
Make She's sure not allowed to have any contact with her wife for now, but they live together, so police said that she could go get her stuff if they went with her. Mm. It's not clear how this is going to end. Both of them are registered nurses. The old nacho in the pants. You ever had those?
Nachos in my pants?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Maddie?
No, but I'm going to get some nachos for lunch, I think.
I was
really
actually just thinking to myself, I think I can make nachos when I get home. If I can have that for lunch, then we'll go up to Cache Creek.
Yeah, a little light lunch.
Yeah. Just a little nachos.
I would love to run into some nachos, too. That'd be really good.
As you know, I only need 12 nacho chips.
That's so dumb.
In order to make
that
my,
is a ridiculous thing.
Yeah,
no one wants
one
them
is
that
perfectly
way.
Loaded and then baked so that the cheese melts down, holds everything in place. Oh my God, it's time for a game. And guess who's hosting the game today? Her name is Bob, and we're all here to play.
I'm so excited.
Are you? Are you nervous?
No, it's a great game.
Okay. So I would like to say, of course it is. I would like to say that
off the top rope,
we should give Vinny 1 point to start with. Like, from now on, with the daily game, if you've won another game or two games, as Bob often does, you would get like a point for each of the wins earlier in the day. So I'd like to give Vinny 1 point to start with. Okay. Is that acceptable, Game
Absolutely.
Master?
All Approved.
Right. Great. Vinny, you start with 1 point.
Thank you so much.
Well, win a game, Maddie, once in a while, you know?
You do know they call me the people's champion, right?
Who's they again?
The people.
The people.
What's wrong with you?
Just never really heard anyone else say that.
Yeah, you have.
We'll see at Cache Creek.
Yeah, we will. That's
see if anybody's
that's
wearing
a
shirt.
Yeah, like the
Vinny's
people's champion, El Campeón del Pueblo.
Right.
Okay.
As Vinny has reminded us many times, Mother's Day is this weekend. Make sure you're getting your mom flowers, chocolates, a nice phone call.
Just some appreciation.
And in honor of Mother's Day, we're going to do a little Mother's Day trivia.
Ooh.
Mm.
All right.
By the way, just want to announce something. Tomorrow on our show, we're going to announce the winner of the Mother's Day contest.
Yes.
Yes. So that'll be announced tomorrow. If you're wondering, if it was your mom, tomorrow morning.
We'll find out tomorrow.
Yeah.
What time are we doing it?
Let's do it at 7.
Okay. 7 o'clock it is. Put it on the thing.
It's a great name for a radio
it
station.
It is a great name. I saw it this morning. I like it.
Okay. Question number one. True or false? Mother's Day is the number one day for sales of flowers. True or false?
True.
True.
I'll say false.
It's false.
Ooh.
It's Valentine's Day.
Aww.
And even Christmas / Hanukkah come before
Mother's Day. I'm blown away by that.
I am too. Maybe a lot of hostess gifts.
Maybe. Mm. Yeah, you can show up with some flowers.
Yeah.
All right, great. Vinny and I are tied 1-1. Maddie currently has no points.
Yeah.
Next question. True or false? The earliest Mother's Day celebration was in ancient Greece.
False.
False.
It's true.
Oh, damn it.
Don't ask me any follow-up questions.
This is going to be a little more.
With no follow-ups, yeah. It's fine.
All right, next question. I have a good feeling you guys will get this one.
Forgot her pill. No.
Is that how she became a mother?
I don't know.
Is that the question?
Yeah, I was just throwing it out there.
What is? How did she become a mother?
This is a wholesome game. It's okay. A family show.
My bad.
The word mom comes from a sound that babies make, which means that the word for mother in almost every language starts with the M sound, the M sound.
Mama,
false.
Mama. I'll say true.
I'm going to say true.
It's true.
Mama, mama.
Mama, poke a face.
Mama, poke a face.
All right, two more questions.
Okay.
Theodore Roosevelt signed Mother's Day into law in 1901, making it an official U.S. holiday. True or false?
I think it was later than that.
I'm going to say I know where it originated because it was...
Oh.
West Virginia. So the first
Of course it was.
Really?
Yeah, the first Mother's Day.
West Virginia claims everything.
I know,
feel like it's
really
just like a long list of BS. Yeah, oh, no, we invented that.
I'm going to say false.
What are you saying, Finn?
I'm going to say true.
I'm also going to say false.
It is false.
Ooh.
It was Woodrow Wilson in 1914.
Ah.
So not too much later.
Not too much later. And that was the last one, right?
Nope, one more.
Oh.
Wow.
Fifth
Damn
question.
It. It's too bad because I'm winning right now.
41% of people buy their mom jewelry for Mother's Day.
False.
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 It's true.
Oh. Well, Sarah has won. I scored 3-2-1.
And we're premiering a song that was just sent to me by John this morning.
You make it not fun. You make it not fun. Get all excited and you make it not fun.
How did I make it not fun? I made it really fun.
No, you always make it not fun. You always do. In fact, I'm going to tell you something. I've known John almost as long as I've known you. And John's had some doozies, some home runs, some just killer lines through the years. But the you make it not fun is so perfectly put.
You're actually making it not fun right now.
It's beautiful. It's perfect.
This is not a winning song.
You make it not fun. You get excited. You make it not fun.
John.
You know what's so
funny?
I heard John working on something yesterday. That sounds pretty. That's rocking.
Oh,
and then when I went
John.
To bed, I was like, done all the stupid lyrics to it, which there are. The lyrics are so dumb. God,
no, they're perfect.
They're perfect.
So lame.
So appropriate.
Yeah. All right, listen, you guys, we're out of here. We're going to head north, and we'll meet you over at Cash Creek.
God, that is a hit.
You make it not fun. You make it not fun. You get excited, and you make it not fun.
Oh, you're dancing. You like it.
Well, I'm going to be singing it to him later. I was having so much fun today until you ruined everything.
No hot tub for you, buddy.
Well, unless there's a hot tub at Cash Creek, there wasn't going to be one today anyway. I'll let you know. I'll give you a review tomorrow if there's a hot tub there. Very exciting.
Why do you like hot tubs?
Because they're so relaxing.
Where do you get hot tubs?
CreativeEnergy.com.
Oh.
Thank you. All right. Goodbye. Keep it here all day. We've got lots more tickets for Bottle Rock, and this week is your last chance for that. And hopefully you're joining us tomorrow morning in Cash Creek. If not, please listen and enjoy the fun live show. It's been a long time since we did one, and we'll see you on Friday.
Thank you.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.